Sinn Féin voted against the EU's new migration pact in the European Parliament this week, and in the Dáil, their justice spokesperson Pá Daly said Sinn Féin will support opting in to just two sections of the pact, the Asylum and Migration Management Regulation and the Eurodac Regulation on fingerprinting and data collection of migrants, but they believe that Ireland should not opt in to the rest of the pact. Sinn Féin finance spokesperson Piers Doherty is on the line. Piers Doherty, can you square the circle for us on this? Chris McManus voted against this in the Parliament, says Ireland is better off outside this big new migration pact. But in the Dáil, Pá Daly saying you favour two opt-ins. Square that circle.
No, there is no circle to square. And thanks for giving me the opportunity, because yesterday on your programme, you had the Minister for Justice on, who, in my view, was deliberately presenting misinformation when she said, let's be clear, Sinn Féin opposed the returning of asylum applicants to countries in which they first made the application.
And I got her to talk about her policies and position. And I'm asking you the same thing here. What are you in favour of opting into? And why do you not favour opting into the whole pact?
So let me just clarify on you with respect. So first of all, there are seven parts in relation to this pact. That part which allows people to be returned to the place where they first made an application, Sinn Féin supports that. Pá Daly stated that in the Dáil. Chris McManus voted for that in the European Parliament. We also support the fingerprinting of individuals who come here seeking international protection. We voted for that in the European Parliament, and Pá Daly stated that in the Dáil. Mm-hmm. Why the Minister deliberately misrepresents Sinn Féin's position is because she cannot justifiably answer the question, why is she signing over control in all other matters on the other five areas to Europe? Why is she handcuffing a future government in relation to flexibility about being able to determine our own status, our own decisions, whether there is an emergency, our own conditions, instead of binding us to Europe? And we are one of two countries who have the ability to opt out or to opt in. So we're very clear. On those where there is an interest to Irish affairs, we should opt in. That is the ability to return people to the country where they first made an application, and on the processing of fingerprints and sharing that at a European level. On the other five areas, it is not in Ireland's interest to be part of this pact. We have an opt-out, we should use it. And the Minister is completely wrong, and the government, in my view, is completely wrong by binding us to Europe in this issue and therefore removing the flexibility of us to move in the future.
Talk about that in a moment, but just on the Eurodac, and this is the fingerprinting and data collection of migrants who arrive at Europe's borders. The Minister confirming yesterday, this is going to include the fingerprinting of children from 6 years up. Your party and Matt Carthy as MEP, you originally opposed that in the Parliament, didn't you? So you've changed your mind on the fingerprinting of children, have you?
Well, first of all, I think you're going back to, is it 2015 or something like that there? And I think everybody listening to this programme will recognise that the issue in immigration has changed dramatically, not only just over the last 10 years, but indeed over the last number of years. And one of the issues, and in fairness, the Minister did mention this, is we do have an issue in relation to younger children who in some circumstances may be taken from their homes and smuggled into other countries. So it is important that we have fingerprinting. Now, we can do fingerprinting ourselves. There's nothing in these regulations that we can't do ourselves. And that's one of the criticisms that we have of the government. I listened to the Minister yesterday saying that these regulations will make us speed up processing times. There is nothing to stop us speeding up processing times. Indeed, the only thing that these regulations will do is that if we don't speed up the times, we will be fined by Europe. There is absolutely nothing to stop us doing anything in these regulations if we wanted to do it ourselves. The difference is that we shouldn't have to go to Europe to decide whether there's an emergency here or which countries we accept international protection applicants from, to bind your hand to these regulations. And the governments in the past didn't opt into all of these regulations in the past. In the past, they decided which ones were in Ireland's interest and which ones weren't. So some of them they entered into, some of them they opted out to. And it is a big, big mistake for the Minister and for this government now just to sign over sovereignty in all of these areas
your position
to the European Union, where it's not in our interest.
There. But on the other hand, one of the big arguments in the UK in favour of Brexit was exactly that being outside the EU, they would be better able to control migration. they would have taken back control. And guess what? Their migration problem is worse than ever. Doesn't that bear out Fine Gael's argument that the best way to deal with migration is collectively across Europe as a whole? And it's taken 10 years, but that's what this pact has finally given Europe the power to achieve.
And that's where Irish parliamentarians have to make a decision, what is in Ireland's interest. And of course there are areas where it is better to cooperate on a European basis. That is why we've made it very clear, despite the misinformation that was peddled by the Minister for Justice yesterday in your programme, we are supporting areas where it makes sense for Ireland to be cooperating with Europe. For example, as I said, returning applicants to the country where they first applied for.
But you're picking and choosing, and Fine Gael say without all the elements in this pact, there is no pact.
That's not true either. Let's be clear. That's complete misinformation. These are seven separate votes. These are individually voted on at the European Parliament. That's what happened yesterday. That's why Sinn Féin voted for what was in Ireland's interest and said very clearly that we should not be binding ourselves to Europe because we need the flexibility. Anya, none of us could have predicted where we are with immigration 5 years ago. And none of us can predict where we're going to be in 5 years' time. I don't want to be on your programme and if we're in the same position saying we can't do this because we signed into a pact which now binds us to conditions, to rules for Europe to decide if there's an emergency or not, for Europe to decide where the IP applicants will come from in terms of displaced persons. That is not the position we should have. We should be able to make those decisions ourselves, and there is nothing in this pact, nothing whatsoever that we can't do ourselves. If we want, we can align ourselves with other European countries. If we want, we can go further. If we want, we can go lesser. But we need to make those decisions on an Irish level, deciding what is best. Where there is reasons to cooperate, of course we recognise that, and of course that's why we supported those areas.
This is going to be decided by the Dáil. If it becomes law, passed by the Dáil, your party and government would be bound by this pact in its entirety in the future. You would have to operate it, wouldn't you?
If the government opt into this pact, if the government decide to handcuff us to the European Union's pact in relation to all of these measures, then any government is going to be bound from it. That's the problem here. And we don't have to do this now. Even if a government wanted in a year's time or in 2 years' time to opt into this, we could opt into it. If we thought it was in our interest, we could opt into the other measures. It's not all or nothing on you. We can opt into what we think is important and where we need to share information and where we need to share cooperation and those areas where in the past we've decided it is not in our interest. And we have to recognise that we also share a land border with a non-EU member now who is going to be outside of the pact, and we need the flexibility. We need the flexibility to be
able to
determine
what is in Irish interest in relation to immigration. Well, they've all the flexibility they want, and it's not done them any good, isn't that right? I mean, they got all the flexibility they wanted on the migration. But anyways, can I ask you one other question?
But we're not arguing to be, we're arguing to be part of Europe in relation to where it is in Ireland's interest, in relation to two of the measures that are being brought before us, but on the five other measures, it is not in Ireland's interest, and therefore we need the ability to determine our own future in relation to those.
Can I ask one other question before you go, Piers Doherty? The Spanish Prime Minister, Sanchez, will be in Dublin today meeting the new Taoiseach. For all your arguments with the government, do you welcome the moves that Ireland is making with other EU member states towards the recognition of the state of Palestine?
Look, Anya, I think everybody knows that this should have happened a long time ago. Sinn Féin brought a motion before the Dáil, and the Dáil voted unanimously to recognise the state of Palestine. I think it's a huge frustration for everybody who see the genocide that is happening before our eyes, that the government have until this date stood up and actually said that they actually recognise what the Parliament has already passed in a resolution. So the sooner it happens, the better, but we need to do a lot more than that. We need to meaningfully engage in relation to the South African case against Israel. We need to be, the government need to stop blocking the divestment of Irish shareholders' monies into companies that are operating in the illegal territory, and that's what they're doing at the minute. We have millions of euro invested in companies that are operating in the occupied territories. They need to stop that, and they also need to stop the blocking of the occupied territories bill as well. I think there's a package of things that need to be done, and definitely the recognition of the state of Palestine is, it would be a welcome step forward.
Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin finance spokesperson. Thank you for talking to us on Morning Ireland.